Cesar Fernandez.
I appreciate you guys coming back in. If we're going to come up with a solution together, then you got to be able to listen, stay and listen for the tough stuff, right? I know we don't like to hear about the mistakes, but it's a part of the problem that's never really been addressed. Very accurate presentation tonight, but you present the budget in pieces. And SEA looks at the unaudited actuals just as you do. Every September, we take a look back at what happened the previous years. And it was interesting that when they build a case for how much money it cost for every employee classification, we go back to 2015-16. And that's an interesting year because in 15-16, the total revenues for the district went from $375 million to $446 million. Okay? And every year since then, it's gone up. $450, $456, $483, $490. And as you saw in the presentation tonight, somewhere there linked, it says $492, I believe. So the revenues, the total revenues for this district has only gone up. Right? And then when we go and we look at the expenditures, the funny year, and I know everybody knows this, the funny year is 2016-17, right? That's the one where we took in 450 mil, but we spent 475. Has anybody in this room gotten a clear answer as to what happened?
No.
Got to listen to the tough stuff before we can come up with the solutions. Thank you, guys.
Kimberly Gonzalez.
Okay, so I had this whole speech planned out, but then you guys made us sit through a 50-hour PowerPoint presentation, and my phone died, so we're going to wing this. Remember those boys you elbow bumped or whatever because you're scared about the flu? Those are the border boys. I'm a border girl. I go to San Ysidro High. And we are a 97% Hispanic population at our school. You cut AP Spanish literature from us last year. You cut multiple classes of AP Spanish language as well because of the teachers that need to be reorganized to allocate the amount of students that are coming into our school. This year, if you go through with the budget cuts and cut the amount of teachers you are cutting, you will be cutting the AP World History teacher and the AP Government teacher. How do you expect us, especially my Latino school, to succeed in big institutions like Stanford or Harvard and go on to take on this world without being able to get the education for that? How do you expect that to happen when you're taking my education away, my opportunities, when you're taking the voices of thousands away from us? San Ysidro High has the biggest population of learning center children. Those kids, you're talking about dropping enrollment rates. Without learning centers, everything's gonna drop completely. What do you think you're doing with that? Where's the accountability here? You are the adults we're supposed to be looking up to, and I'm not looking up to anyone at this point. Where's the accountability? Thank you.
No further speakers.
Okay, we're at the point of board discussion. Any questions? Any comments? Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I did have a couple of questions. I know I asked a couple of things while Dr. Schockeld was presenting, but I did write a couple more questions down. I don't know where I put them now. Hang on.
All I could ask a question.
Go ahead.
President Tarantino?
Go ahead, Vice President Segura.
So my first question is on page 24, the budget planning. And I want to know what the labor relations component of this planning committee is. And who's in there, and have we turned people away from participating in it?
Are you talking about the budget LCAP advisory committee or
no,
the bargaining sessions?
The whole budget planning.
Okay. So, no one's been turned away. We have, on the budget LCAP advisory committee, actually we have two parents that are here on the committee tonight. We have three teachers. We have one counselor. We have, we actually have five parents on the committee. We have two students, Ethan and Brenna, so far, but we're still looking for three more students. We have a representative from CSEA, NAGE, paraprofessional unit, supervisors, and there's one more, operations. So there are five, three CSEA supervisors, confidential. There are two principals. So there's about 17 or 18 members from the various stakeholder groups on that committee.
So has SEA been invited to participate?
Three. They have three teachers from SEA.
And then how is that the meeting run? I mean, is it just where we're just presenting our ideas and our solutions, or are we? Is it back and forth? Are we accepting like proposals or comments that maybe we could roll into the planning?
Right. So prior to the first meeting, what we did was we sent out a survey to all the committee members and said, what kinds of things are you looking for in the budget? What kinds of information do you want to know about the budget? What kinds of information do you want to know about the LCAP? And then we determined our first meeting based upon that. We gave an overview of what the budget development looks like. We took questions, we took recommendations about what they wanted in the second meeting. And so whatever they said in the first meeting, we brought to the second meeting. So there were recommendations from parents, classified, and from certificated. And so that's what happened in the second meeting. And so at the second meeting, we took some more recommendations about what they want in the third meeting. We haven't gotten to the LCAP conversation yet, but we're hoping after, you know, so each time we meet, people have an opportunity to request information, any additional information that they want. And we bring that to the next meeting.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Page 28. It says it's just an example. I just want clarification for myself that the yellow highlighted means that those no longer are going to be at each high school?
Not necessarily. Those were resource periods. So when we got the direction from the board around keeping it far away from the classroom, putting resource teachers back in the classroom, we weren't sure where that was going to end up. So in the first round of allocations to the school sites in January, which is usually a lot earlier than normal, we zeroed out some of these. Just because there's zeros everywhere doesn't mean that they're all zeros. But the ones that are highlighted were the ones under consideration, whether we're going to fund them or not. So one correction I'll make. Athletic directors are certainly, at this point in time, not being funded from the district LCAP, but the attendance coordinators at the high schools are remaining. That's why they're not highlighted.
Yeah, not the middle.
Right? CTE, they're still being funded. That's why they're not highlighted. So anything that's highlighted are things that were up for consideration to not fund for next year, but the ones that are not highlighted are the ones that are not being considered.
Okay, so see, the ones that stand out here, I know all these are very, really good programs, and nobody's saying those are not. But, we had many speakers here and students here and speaking of keeping the IB program, and that is highlighted, and I have a real problem with that. So, and then I want to know, and maybe this has been told to me already, and I want to know what the after-school program that we have highlighted that we're considering not keeping going is.
Right. So one of those resources is the actual after-school program grant. That's the 4124 resource code, right? Right. The 0900 is the LCAP, and that has been since reconsidered to put back into the allocations. But nothing's been sent out to the sites yet because we're still in the middle of this, of the plan.
Okay. I could take a break with it.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Hall.
If you're not, I'll ask my question.
Okay, Mr. Pike.
On page 44. Where is? Oh, there you are. You were talking about the property sale of Third Avenue. I just was curious, how's that going? Are we? Go ahead, Dr. Aguirre.
Dr. Aguirre.
Thank you, Trustee Pike. At this point, we're working with the California Department of Education. We have submitted a waiver
in order for us to be able to proceed with the exception, the not necessarily the bureaucratic process that we attempted last year. This would be more of a direct sale mechanism.
Okay.
And it was appraised at $5.7 million, and that can only go into Fund 40, which is what our CFO, Dr. Salkeld, alluded to.
Okay. And is that part of the thing that could help us with the 2%?
No. So the funds that go into Fund 40 have to remain in Fund 40.
Okay.
The only thing that it'll do is because there's a debt service obligation that's due next year, is it'll help cover that cost so that general fund doesn't have to pick that up.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I had, Mr. Tarantino.
Okay. Mr. Pike. Mrs. Hall.